Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Julia Seymour is here, too. Julia is our good friend, member of our Brain Trust, editor and analyst for the Business and Media Institute. She's here to talk to us about, she's here to tell us what the real count, the real number is that we should be thinking about with regard to American, the U.S. government's debt. Julia Seymour, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. You've been covering and writing about comparing what has been said, what politicians are saying about, what they're working on, what they're doing, what they're cutting, how they're managing the numbers, maybe I should say manipulating the numbers. Of course, they're saying they're managing them, but the truth is they're manipulating them because the way... You know, in my world, mm-hmm. Julia, out here on Main Street,
right.
1 + 1 = 2.
And, yeah.
And in Washington, 1 + 1 = 16, or 3 - 1 = -8 or something. What is?
Yeah.
You probably don't remember this, but there was a cartoon series years and years, decades ago called Bizarro World.
And you're right. I am not familiar with that.
All right, well, let me tell you, it's a very simple premise of Bizarro. In Bizarro World, everything is opposite.
Mm-hmm.
When you plug your vacuum cleaner in, it shoots trash out in your floor.
Oh.
So everything is opposite. That's called Bizarro World. Washington is Bizarro World.
Yeah, it does sound familiar.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone who lived here, this is definitely, Washington is not the world that most of us live in. And neither is their mathematics, as you pointed out already. Obviously debt and budget and all of these issues have been, have taken over the news cycle. And so, of course, we've been paying a lot of attention to that here at the Media Research Center and specifically at the Business and Media Institute. And so one analysis that I did recently, I looked at network morning and evening shows on August 1st and 2nd because those were the days that the debt ceiling deal that was finally passed and was being signed by President Obama was happening. And I found that there were 43 stories in those 2 days on ABC, CBS, and NBC. Only two of those stories, so 95% of those stories, ignored the fact that the national debt will continue to rise, jumping by $12 trillion over the next 10 years.
So all the talks about cuts, all the debate, all the compromise, all the different things that they did in order to get to something that they could agree on, the president could sign, was really just marginal corrections that really didn't stem the, not only didn't slow the recovery, the debt increase.
Slow the spending, right.
The spending, it actually will increase, even with all they did, it actually will increase significantly over the next 10 years.
Absolutely. We have a national debt already of right around a little over $14 trillion.
Right.
And it was actually there were two stories that admitted that the debt's going to continue to go up. One of those actually did a really good job of this, and it was ABC World News. They showed a chart on screen in red that was a parallelogram showing that the national debt was projected to double over the next 10 years, from $14.29 trillion to $28.8 trillion.
Wow. And
then they showed that the debt compromise signed into law would only lower that 2021, the 10-year projection, by $2.5 trillion over those 10 years.
Wow.
So the end number was lowered to $26.3 trillion.
And that is
not a solution.
And only two of the dozens of reports actually showed that. And that's the point that you're making. Well, you know, let me put this in perspective. Folks, that $14 trillion in debt that Julie just mentioned, that is on par. That's one-to-one, essentially, with the gross domestic product of the United States.
That's right, and if we go into a recession again.
That's the same thing as your company owing as much money as its sales revenue is.
Isn't that terrifying?
And let me put something else out there. Only about 5 or 6 years ago, and I don't remember the exact time, but only about 5 or 6 years ago, the national debt was $5 trillion. And people were wringing their hands, Julia.
Yeah.
I had people on this show wringing their hands about the national debt being $5 trillion.
Yeah. Well, and again, these are projections, and I never trust a government projection to stay as low as it is, especially with President Obama in the White House. I mean, this is he's President Spendy. I mean, he has submitted budgets so large that even the liberal Democrats in the Senate won't pass them.
They voted on his budget, folks. 97 to nothing against his budget. But now let's make sure that we're clear about some things,
yeah.
Julia. President Obama, as much as I like to give him advice on how to improve his policies, I'll just put it that way. He is not the guy who got us into all this trouble. He has exacerbated it.
He was not alone.
His policies
absolutely
have contributed to it. But you have to remember, Julia, that what I've learned in the last 20 years is I should have known it longer than that, the party, the big spending party in government is the one in charge.
Yes,
not a Republican or a Democrat. It's not one or the other. It's whichever one has control. And the Republicans proved that in the last decade.
Absolutely.
Including George Bush.
This is a two-party problem. Yes, this is a two-party problem. This is an everybody
it's
who
a
has
Washington
power
problem.
Spends more money, and that's because Washington is a completely different world. When you're spending someone else's money, you're willing to spend more than you would spend if it were your own, and that's really the problem.
And Julia, I want to let you finish that on the other side of these messages. We've got to take a quick break. But the thing is, everybody says, yes, but Washington's Washington. It can't run like a business. It can't run like your household does, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what, folks? We got to get it more like that. It may not be able to be exactly like that. We've got to turn it around. We've got to move it back in the other direction. And I've said it before. I said it last hour. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it. Americans, Main Street Americans, small business owners, we're going to have to do this. If America is saved, it will be saved by Main Street, not by Washington, not by Wall Street. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.